production of Pipe Dreams is made possible in part by funding provided by Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhead Foundation, and by the support of listeners to stations in the Public Radio International Network.
From Minnesota Public Radio.
About exploring, isn't it? Every day brings its set of new challenges and surprises. And music is a big part of that life experience, whether we're being soothed by familiar tunes or discovering new voices of expression. When the American Guild of Organists gathers together in convention every 2 years, life goes on, which is to say that the music played touches every imaginable emotion, sometimes filling us with awe and wonder at the virtuosity required of the players. Sometimes it's about sensual delight, glorious and subtle sounds, exciting or soothing. Or about new awakenings, raising the sight lines, opening up the vision thing. Well, today, six superb soloists will show us what life is all about. In concert performances recorded in and around Atlanta, Georgia, we'll hear about integration of the voice of the pipe organ with a string ensemble. We'll hear about coordination, when two must synchronize their actions to sound as one. About creativity, manifest in some Pentecostal verses which speak to the primal source of the spirit. And we'll hear about sharing of the talents of John and Margaret Mueller, Todd Wilson, Carl Paukert, Donald Sutherland, and Phyllis Brynjolfsson, and Catherine Pardee, all of whom embrace the opportunities of compositions new and old, and bring them to life and into our lives. So, come along. The destination is Atlanta, and our mode is Southern Comfort. I'm Michael Barone, and you're tuned to Pipe Dreams. We start off with Organ Plus, and a hauntingly poetic work by the blind French composer and recitalist Jean Langlais. In 1935, at age 28, he wrote this piece in free form. That's how he titled it, rather straightforwardly. It's scored for organ and either string quartet or, as we will hear it, string orchestra. George Hanson keeps members of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra in line. They're in concert at Trinity Presbyterian Church on Howell Mill Road in Atlanta. Todd Wilson plays the 1987 Petty Madden pipe organ. Let's listen to this piece in free form for organ and strings by Jean Langlais. strangely brooding, very emotional piece in free form for organ and strings, the work of Jean Langlais from Paris, performed here in concert in Atlanta, Georgia, by soloist Todd Wilson, who is head of the organ department at the Cleveland Institute of Music in Ohio. Todd played on the 1987 Petty Madden pipe organ at Trinity Presbyterian Church in Atlanta, in collaboration with conductor George Hanson and members of the Atlanta Symphony. The ancient Latin chant, Vene Creator Spiritus, begins, Come, Creator Spirit, come with grace and heavenly aid to fill our hearts. Rachel Laurent, or Rachel Laurent of Montreal, has created a beautiful new setting of this old hymn text, and Phyllis Brynjolfsson sings the first and last two verses of it in concert with her husband Donald Sutherland, who plays the Moeller organ at the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Atlanta. Listen, Vene Creator, come, Creator Spirit. This music by Rachel Laurent. thy grace be bestowed upon us, thou, O Holy Comforter. Glory to you. Amen. Listening to A New Setting by Canadian composer Rachel Laurent of the Pentecost hymn Vene Creator Spiritus, Come Creator Spirit. Ms. Laurent is associate organist at St. Joseph's Oratory in Montreal. She wrote this work in 1987, dedicated it to the performers here, Phyllis Brynjolfsson, soprano, and organist Donald Sutherland. They were recorded in concert at the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Atlanta, where the organ is a 1984 Moeller. This performance part of an American Guild of Organists national festival. I'm Michael Barone. You can check out our Pipe Dreams website for more background on today's music. We're at pipedreams.org on the World Wide Web. Some absolutely ravishing moments there in Rachel Laurent's score, and more to come, which we will enjoy in Southern Comfort, music from an American Guild of Organists festival in Atlanta on this edition of Pipe Dreams. We've taken a bit of an excursion just north of Atlanta to the town of Dunwoody, where Catherine Pardee of Syracuse University in New York is playing on a very full-voiced little Flintrop organ of only 11 stops. It's at River Cliff Lutheran Church in Dunwoody, Georgia. Now, from our time, several pages from the first organ book by Boston composer Daniel Pinkham, again played by Katie Pardee. to music from our day, dating from 1991, movements from the first organ book, it's titled. By no means is it the very first organ work by American composer Daniel Pinkham, a prolific contributor to the repertoire of the King of Instruments, or in this case, sort of the young crown prince, maybe. Little instrument by Flentrop of 11 ranks, built in 1980, originally as a substitute for the main organ at the Nieuwe Church, the new church in Amsterdam, which was under repair. The organ was then relocated to Germantown, Maryland, for a while that parish awaited the arrival of a larger Flentrop organ, which was being built for them. And now the organ finds its home at Rivercliff Lutheran Church in Dunwoody, Georgia. Catherine Pardee performed. She's on the faculty at Syracuse University, recently was interim organ professor at the Eastman School in Rochester, New York. You can look at her vitae on our website, plus find out about recordings that she has made. Catherine Pardee. We're at pipedreams.org. I try to spotlight the potential of the pipe organ as a recital instrument on this program. Its repertoire is vast and varied, to be sure, but even though there is much that we can hear that has absolutely no sacred reference at all, still, the organ, in the minds of so many of us, continues to be the voice of church music. And we're going to address both sides of that equation with this next pair of performances. Taped at Atlanta's Peachtree Presbyterian Church, where John and Margaret Mueller will play a duo for two organs and two organists. It's part of the suite Mutations by Peter Eben, a Czech composer. But before that duet, they will together lead a full house congregation through the singing of a popular and familiar hymn on a text by St. Francis of Assisi. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voices and let's sing. Here we go. the familiar to the fanciful. Vibrant performances on the 1988 Schlicker organs at Peachtree Presbyterian Church in Atlanta, featuring recitalists John and Margaret Mueller from Salem College and the North Carolina School of the Arts in Winston-Salem. That was the Duo, Movement No. 7, from a collection of organ pieces by Czech composer Peter Aben. Before that, the lively singing of the hymn All Creatures of Our God and King. Despite wall-to-wall carpeting, at least when I was there, it was that way in 1992. When these organs and the congregation get up to speed, this place really resonates. I'm Michael Barone, and I guess plush carpeting is as integral to the church scene in some parishes as is the coffee hour or the offering plate. Certainly, carpeting adds to the southern comfort of our situation here. We're listening to organists in performance in Atlanta on this edition of Pipe Dreams. There we have a meditation by New York composer Walter Hilza. It was played on the 1961 Aeolian Skinner organ at the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta, where not only is there no carpeting, but when they went about a major refurbishment of the building and the instrument in 1991, they hardened the acoustical tiles in the ceiling and elsewhere in the structure to increase the reverberation. Todd Wilson played Hills' Meditation as part of a Delos compact disc album titled In a Quiet Cathedral. Todd Wilson, our soloist at the opening of this program, playing music for organ and orchestra by Jean Langlais. You can find out more about him if you click on our website for today's program. This is Pipe Dreams program number 2037, and we're at pipedreams.org. Something very different next, which combines the live sounds of the Shantz organ at Peachtree United Methodist Church in Atlanta with the pre-recorded and processed sounds of the Holtkamp pipe organ at Cleveland's Museum of Art, where Carl Paukert is the music curator. And it is Mr. Paukert who plays for us. Think of this as something of an active sound sculpture. It's called Critical Mass by James Moberly. I really like that, and I hope you did too. Unusual, yes, but what great energy. Critical Mass is the title of the piece for organ and tape. It was commissioned by a Cleveland businessman, Frank Griesinger, for Cleveland organist Carl Paukert, who played it in this recital at Peachtree Road United Methodist Church in Atlanta. Played it for a very friendly gathering of the American Guild of Organists. James Moberly, composer of Critical Mass. Mr. Moberly teaches at the University of Missouri in Kansas City. Well, Carl Paukert continues with another pair of unusual works, unrelated but complementary. The first is a mostly quiet and lovely middle movement from a set of three pieces, In Memoriam Jackson Pollock, which were written, well, fresh for this recital, composed in 1992 by Jiří Temel of the Czech Republic, who was particularly impressed by the abstract impressionism of Jackson Pollock's painting, Portrait and a Dream. The piece combines the sounds of an organ and various percussion instruments. And we're hearing the world premiere. Marion Sievers, or Butch Sievers, as he's known amongst his friends, is the percussionist. After the Temel piece, In Memoriam Jackson Pollock, Carl Paukert will continue with another Czech work from 1933, Impetuoso, by Birgit Wiedemann. But first, In Memoriam Jackson Pollock by Jiří Temel.
Thank you.
music from the Czech Republic. First, one of three movements from In Memoriam Jackson Pollock by Jiří Temel. We heard its world premiere performance. Then, Impetuoso, 1933, by Bergic Wiedemann. Carl Paukert, our organ soloist, playing the 1991 Schantz pipe organ at Peachtree Road United Methodist Church in Atlanta. Carl was joined by percussionist Butch Sievers, or Marion Sievers, in the Temel piece. Both recorded in concerts during a national gathering of the American Guild of Organists in Atlanta. Several hundred AGO chapters around the country sponsor pipe organ events throughout the year, and if you'd like more information, find the American Guild of Organists on the web at agohq.org. That's for headquarters. I'd like to thank Calvert Johnson and William Weaver and the other members of the Atlanta AGO Convention Committee for their extraordinary measures in helping to make possible these recordings and these broadcasts. Thanks also to Minnesota Public Radio's Michael Osborne, engineer extraordinaire, who worked with me on location. In the end, despite the much sweat exerted, our full week of musical endeavors was accomplished in what in retrospect seems like just good old traditional Southern comfort. And at least I hope it's in that mode that you receive them today. Information about the instruments, the composers, and the performers here featured is available on our website, pipedreams.org. This is program 2037. Much other interesting information on the website, too, including details of our three excellent Pipe Dreams compact discs, one of them new on the scene, Pipe Dreams Premieres, Volume 2. If you don't have it, and if today's musical offering suited your fancy, this album will follow a similar path for you. If you wish, information through the mails, also write to us at Pipe Dreams, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101. Do mention program 2037. Also tell us to which station you are listening, and include a stamped self-addressed envelope for the return mail. Again, the website is at pipedreams.org, where you can rehear this program at any time. Pipe Dreams broadcasts are made possible by a gift from Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhad Fund of the HRK Foundation, by Public Radio International Network affiliates, and by your support of this station. The King of Instruments, it's a vital part of more than five centuries of music, and it's still going strong. We'll have more next time. Until then, for the pipe organ, I'm Michael Barone. For Pipe Dreams, thank you for listening. Pipe Dreams is a production of Minnesota Public Radio.
PRI, Public Radio International.